Le budget alloué à la construction d'un nouveau centre aquatique à Lac-la-Biche continue d'augmenter. Alors qu'on lui accordait 15 millions en 2018, l'inflation et la pandémie ont forcément fait augmenter ce prix. L'an dernier, on le doublait déjà. Aujourd'hui, il en est presque au triple, alors qu'Alex Godfrey et Jeff Watson, responsables du projet chez Turnbull Construction, présentaient un plan à 43 millions lors de la dernière mise à jour. Le directeur adjoint aux services et loisirs de Lac-la-Biche, Daryl Lesmeister, avoue être de retour à l'étape de la conception, alors que le conseil tente de diminuer les coûts en retirant de la superficie, entre autres. M. Lesmeister assure que plusieurs caractéristiques sont toujours bien envisagées.
So right now, with all the features and the community consultation, we are now in that planning stages of getting the design finalized and the cost nailed down. And with that, it still includes the water slide, lazy river, spray features, hot tub, steam room, 25-meter, six-lane competitive lap pool, and then also the leisure pool that has a beach entry, and then lots of things you wanted because we're in northern climates. We want to make sure that we've got the resort atmosphere so it's a place to go and people can experience have a good experience within the Aquatic Center and the Bull Center as well.
Le comté devrait bientôt être prêt à présenter un plan précis, modifié pour diminuer les coûts. Monsieur Lesmeister a très hâte d'entamer la construction du projet.
So at this point, we're just getting design finalized. We're meeting with our consultants, our meeting with council, and getting those finalized, and then getting our numbers nailed down as well. So those are the things we're talking about and trying to get those things so we all can move forward and have the facility in the next few years have it built and opened.
Des subventions provinciales et fédérales couvrent le tiers du budget. M. Lesmeister précise que 12 millions ont également été approuvés par le comté. Ainsi, les premiers 27 millions nécessaires sont débloqués.
And we have gone, originally the facility was $27 million. $15 million of that was, and still is there, is coming from grants, both federal and provincial. And then we did go for debenture for $12 million, which was approved by council and debentures there. So we do have the $27 million secured at this point.
Lorsque les plans seront concrets, M. Lesmeister prévoit que les coûts se situeront entre 38 et 46 millions. Les fonds supplémentaires devront donc être approuvés par le conseil.
For additional funding, if right now we're looking at anywhere between $38 million to $46 million, probably land somewhere in between there. And once we get a final life council, then we'll go on for the debenture for more for additional funds to support the build of what's been approved by the council and by the community.
Il ne cache pas qu'une partie du centre aquatique devra être payée sur les prochaines années à venir par les contribuables.
Well, it would increase the debentures we borrow the money and then use that borrowed money to build the facility, but then have to pay it over time. If it's 10 years or 20 years, that will come from the taxpayers, correct?
Malgré les imprévus budgétaires, M. Lesmeister a confiance en le projet. Il est certain que la communauté pourra être fière et reconnaissante du centre aquatique qui en résultera.
It's exciting to see that when you start getting new facilities and growth in the community, I think it's all going to, at the end, it's going to be, just like the Bull Center, it's going to be a facility that we're going to be proud of and that everybody can be proud of and look toward, and people look towards Lac-la-Biche and what we have.
Camille Dany, Boréal FM, pour l'initiative de journalisme local.